Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here in Temporary Studios in Peoria, Illinois. And we've been here. This is our third week. We're going to be leaving right after the broadcast, headed east towards Hoopston, Illinois. We're going to go over there to the First Baptist Church, have an all-day Sunday, then Monday and Tuesday evening Prophecy Conference. Want to invite you to come. On Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., then Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m., we'll have Prophecy Q&A before each of the evening services. It's going to be a great opportunity to study the prophetic Word of God, and what a special time that is in this world today for us to dig into the prophetic Word of God and see what His plan is for the future. Come and join us on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., then Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. We'll have Prophecy Q&A before each of the evening services at the First Baptist Church in Hoopston, Illinois. Well, let's go directly to David Dolan. A number of things happening in the Middle East, and in particular, as we focus on Israel and the city of Jerusalem. David, on late Thursday night, Hamas sent, supposedly, I say, because they are denying they sent the rockets in, but Hamas supposedly sent two rockets into Israel with an attack on Tel Aviv, and then early Friday morning, the Israeli Air Force responded, attacking the Hamas sites there in the Gaza Strip. What do we know what's happening now?
Well, Jimmy, the latest news is that the Iron Dome anti-rocket system is being deployed this afternoon. Actually, it began yesterday throughout Israel. So the reports that this may have been a mistake, the IDF is saying that they may not have intentionally fired these rockets, is being belied by that action, but also a lot of criticism of the Prime Minister for allowing that line to go out. To Naftali Bennett, the head of the New Right Party, said that's pathetic, that you can't just have a rocket set itself up and aim itself and be all loaded, and that it's a mistake. He said this was a deliberate attack, and the same statement was made last August when Beersheba was hit by a Grad missile. They said it was a lightning strike that set it off. Well, again, at the time, the experts were saying these things just aren't set up and ready to fire at any moment. They were deliberately set up. They found parts of the rocket near the town of Holon. That's very close to the heart of Tel Aviv on Friday afternoon, Jimmy. And the claims from Iran that they were Fajar, Iranian-made rockets. We know that Hamas and Islamic Jihad both have those type of Iranian-produced rockets. Many reports that this was another test by Iran, just like the firing in the north at the Golan Heights in January, that this was another test of Israel's response. And originally, it was stated that the Iron Dome had taken out one of the rockets. Later, the IDF said no. One exploded in the air on its own, apparently, and the other did land, as I said, near the city of Holon. The sirens went off, and everybody went to their bomb shelters, and this is the first attack on Tel Aviv, the Tel Aviv area, since 2014. So a significant move, Jimmy, and as you said, 100, they said, targets were hit in Gaza afterwards, including some Hamas naval sites, some rocket launching sites in the north, an underground missile factory was hit. So Hamas was put back a bit in its war preparations, and as a result, they canceled the Friday riots that go on pretty much every Friday along the Gaza border fence. They canceled that, and the situation was fairly calm after 12 hours of action between the time of the rockets hitting and Israel's final airstrikes on Friday morning.
Well, it looks like they're ratcheting up their efforts to try to attack the Jewish state of Israel. Let's switch to the Golan Heights right now. Syria is vowing to attack Israel unless it withdraws from the Golan Heights. I cannot believe Israel would ever do that, but the threat from Israel coming from a pretty high-ranking Syrian official. What do you know?
Yes, it was the deputy foreign minister, and it was a formal note that was sent to the head of the UN's truce agency that operates in South Lebanon and elsewhere. That's a female general, I believe, from Europe. It basically said, we are preparing to take back the Golan Heights. Be notified. That's what it essentially said. So it wasn't even just a threat. It was a vow that they will do that. And then, of course, early this week, we found out, we knew already, you and I have talked about it, but it was confirmed by the IDF that Hezbollah has been operating right along the Golan border. That they're in Kenetra and they're in the other towns there. Israel has fired at them several times, tank fire mostly early this week at them and last week as well. And this is a very serious threat. But, of course, it came soon after Lindsey Graham toured the Golan with Bibi Netanyahu. Actually, that happened after this announcement, but in which he said he would be pushing for the U.S. to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the area. So that was a boost politically, but definitely Syria's back on the warpath. And, Jimmy, that's the first time we've had a Syrian official say that they were preparing to go to war with Israel since the early 1970s. So it's a very significant statement and development indeed.
So much news to cover with you, David. You mentioned Hezbollah. Nasrallah, who is the head of Hezbollah, said Israel is afraid to go to war with this terrorist organization. I don't believe that's the case, do you?
Well, Jimmy, it's all of the pro-Iranian elements are basically in place for war. And why Netanyahu took a relatively mild response as it was seen, and then this story that it was a mistake. Naftali Bennett, the head of the New Right Party, really tore into him, but so did Benny Gantz, the more left-wing politician who's the head of the Blue-White Alliance. He went down to the Gaza Strip, held a press conference on Friday, and blasted Netanyahu, said this is such a weak response. Well, Netanyahu knows that if they go after Hamas in a big way, Hezbollah will get involved. There will be probably direct Iranian involvement, and we would have a full war. Even the Iraqi Shiite militias would probably get involved. And again, it's just a few weeks before elections. He just doesn't want that to take place. But Hezbollah's making their noises, and again, so brazenly operating right along the fence. I mean, the Israelis can see them, and they issued a statement later confirming that they're there and saying that they're doing reconnaissance. They're watching all the Israeli soldiers, where they go, where they move. They are planning war, and this is coming from all the pro-Iranian elements. And the question is, will it just all explode at once? And, of course, the situation in Jerusalem is also tied in with that as well, the violence there.
Violence all over the area of the State of Israel, in the north, in the south, in the center, in Jerusalem. And Netanyahu is dealing with all of this as he's working at being reelected as the prime minister. David, is this going to affect those elections at all?
Well, Jimmy, if we go to anything approaching full war, then the elections will be postponed. It's happened before. We have the Palestinians already saying that this March 30th, which is their annual land day when they always hold demonstrations and usually riots all over the place, that this is going to be the biggest one yet. Well, that's just 9 days before the election. So that alone could set it off. But definitely, if we're in a full conflict, Jimmy, then they'll have to postpone the national vote. And they can do that fairly quickly and easily. It's not as set in stone as in the states, where you have all the ballots printed up many months before and all of this. This is a quick process in Israel, so it can be postponed. But we'll just have to see. And Iran is the key element, Jimmy, if they want this to bust up entirely. And, of course, we've had all these threats from their leaders going on. And yesterday and the day before, they had this massive drone exercises over the Persian Gulf. They are ready for conflict, apparently, so they say, and Israel is their target. So we'll just have to pray and watch, but it certainly doesn't look good. And also with the incitement in Jerusalem on top of everything else as well.
Got about 30 seconds left, if you will, David. Netanyahu, speaking of the prime minister, made a statement this week, and this basically relates to the election. He said Israel is not a state that is for all citizens, but it is a Jewish state. Is that going to cause him any harm? And in fact, the Knesset voted that into law, so it's absolute truth.
Well, it is truth, but he wasn't saying that the Arab residents, citizens of Israel, are not citizens by any means, but that there is only one place on earth that's ruled by Jews, that is geared towards Jews, that takes special consideration of Jewish ethics and the Bible and these sorts of things, and that is Israel, and it's going to remain a Jewish-dominated state. And he said this isn't racism. This is just a fact that has to be accepted for the situation with the Palestinians to ever calm down.
David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East, but basically we focus on Israel, what's happening within and externally as enemies are talking about attacking the Jewish state. And of course, what happens internally is always covered when I talk with David Dolan. David, thank you for your Middle East news update. We'll have another conversation next week with another one.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Itamar Mark is standing by. We're going to have to catch him on a train. He's traveling from New York City to Washington. Want to find out what the Palestinian media is saying. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.